All right, what's going on, everybody? We are back on Guest Friday. Great to have you folks. Derek Welch is here, and it's playoff time for the Celtics and for the NBA. Derek, how you doing?
Doing well, Garrett. Thank you for having me. The Celtics season finally begins.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think we've all been looking forward to it. It's finally the important time of the year. Celtics have, finished the regular season. 61 wins, 3 wins shy of last year's record, and yeah, I think it's about that time to get ready for the postseason. It's kind of something that I've been talking about on the regular pod all year, that it's like just finally is great to have it here.
Absolutely. I'll just throw a stat out there quick. It's the second best win total for a defending champion behind the 73 win Warriors.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't realize that. That's pretty impressive. So, yeah. 64. Was it 64 last year?
Yes.
64 last year, 61 this year. And yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited for this year's team. I think certainly they went through some, I think rough patches in December and January, but it really seems like since like late February, they've pretty much been locked in and kind of ready.
Yep. And they've been, rotating through the guys. I feel like you kind of establish, you cut down that rotation when the playoffs start up, and
Right.
feels like they're pretty confident in whoever's going to come off the bench.
Yeah, and I think that like there are some guys off the bench that have really kind of grown into more of a role this season than maybe it was last year's playoffs. I mean, it's obviously largely the same roster, but it's like certain guys I think have grown more in their roles. Pritchard obviously has put it together with the unbelievable season that he's had, probably winning sixth man. And then, Cornette's come off the bench, then he's really improved. You've seen his development all season, Hauser too. So it's kind of like, we're expecting them to be pretty deep.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I think probably makes sense just to start here, looking at the Celtics and where they are in the playoff field, number two in the Eastern Conference, Cavs that number one seed in the East. Do you think that they got a good chance to repeat?
I do. I was talking about it with someone today as well. I think it'll be a little bit more challenging, given like the injuries. Last year, I would say we got like a little bit lucky, like
Yeah,
in
I
the
think it's
Eastern
fair to
Conference.
say. I think it's fair to
I don't
say.
think that's going to happen this year. I don't think there was a team like the Cavaliers last year that we would have to, have like looming over our heads. I've been looking at the West just to kind of get more familiar with who would possibly meet up in the finals. And, it feels like the West might be a little bit stronger. But I definitely don't want to overlook anyone. Feel like the team got over that hump where it felt like any team could beat us last year, but I guess you don't want to take anyone for granted going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it looks different, but I still feel like you expect them to come out of the East. Really, Cleveland obviously will be tough, assuming that matchup happens. But it's like outside of that, I think you pretty much expect the Celtics to, advance over any other team, like rather easily. It's like the Knicks, the Celtics have had no trouble with this season. Sure, the Pacers gave them some tough games last year, but it kind of seems like they're in pretty good position to, at the very least, get to the conference finals. But we'll see what it looks like, when they get there, if they do. Obviously, we're assuming that they do, but I think it's like getting through the East, I don't think should be a huge problem. The Western
Nope.
Conference, though, it's like the Thunder. You saw how well they played the Celtics in those two regular season games. They kind of concern me a little bit. But it's like Eastern Conference, I think the Celtics should be okay.
Definitely. I agree. I think if I can remember back to our last year preview, it was kind of, championship or bust, and it feels that way going into the playoffs again this year.
Yeah, I would agree. I think And I've talked about this on the regular program earlier this week, that, I think that I'm a little bit concerned about the health of Jalen's knee. Yeah, now I know he probably will be okay. He'll play through it, but it's like there's some stuff about that that makes me a little uneasy, that I wouldn't be surprised if he misses a couple games, whether it's this round or any rounds.
I mean, I think it kind of gets forgotten that we didn't really have Porzingis through the first couple rounds last year. And I do think that Jaylen Brown's probably a bigger asset to the Celtics. But I think this team can win. It's so tough to say. You can't predict the future, but I'm confident in this team to play without Jaylen Brown in like the lower rounds, hopefully. And hopefully it gets a little bit better. I've heard mixed reviews on how bad it is, how okay he is. I've heard some people say, oh, we don't see this often. And then it's conflicting reports on Jaylen Brown. So we'll see. He's a tough guy. He can
Absolutely.
sure fight through it.
And I don't think like you're gonna see him miss a whole series. Like he'll probably miss a game or two here or there. Kind of like guys will randomly miss games in the playoffs anyway. If somebody's dealing with something that maybe they suffer in the playoffs, or it's a nagging injury or whatever. But I do expect Jalen to play most of these games, but it's kind of like, okay, if he's not 100%, are they going to ride him and give him the heavy minutes? Are there going to be other guys that come in and take some minutes? I don't think that you're going to see this rotation be much different than what you would expect. The starting five, Horford, Cornette, Pritchard, and Hauser. Like, I'm not thinking that you're going to get anybody else that's going to get consistent minutes. I'm curious to ask you, though, do you think that there's somebody that we could see getting like surprise minutes at like a random time, whether it's this round against the Magic or at any other point?
I thought about it. I wonder if a guy like Xavier Tillman makes an appearance, or Keita has had good minutes for parts of the year. It seems like these guys just kind of come out of the woodwork, and not out of the woodwork, but they just seem to fit when they're put in these spots. Tillman gave us good minutes last year in the playoffs, not like huge minutes, but he competed when he was out there last year for this team.
I think I wouldn't be surprised at either of those guys. I've also been very impressed with what we've seen from Shireman the last couple of weeks, the minutes that he's getting now. I don't know if that's means that, oh, he'll get minutes in the playoffs, or the Celtics just using him to get through the rest of the regular season. I also wonder about Torrey Craig. He's a guy that's experienced, has been around. I think that his skill set could definitely be used, in a pinch if they need, some defense off the bench.
We have depth in our depths.
I also was curious about your confidence level in Joe Mazzulla going into these playoffs. Obviously there were, I think, understandable questions coming into last year, how they were going to handle the expectations. They're able to get to the finals, get the job done. But I'm kind of curious how you feel about him going into these playoffs.
Yeah, I think the stat that I, had mentioned at the beginning of the podcast about second most wins off a championship, I think he has this team focused. He didn't, he's the type of coach where they won, and I'm sure he, was proud of them and happy about it for a couple of days, and then it was on to the next season, and it feels like it's a new season this season, heading into the like in the playoffs and heading to the finals. I'm confident in him. I think it's coming back to me, our conversation this time last year. There were questions around Mazzulla,
Absolutely.
If he could win a championship, if he, was deserving of being, the coach of a roster this great. And I feel like he's answered those questions. I do feel like the Boston fan base will be quick to turn if anything does go astray in the playoffs, but he's given me no reason not to think that. I'll be confident in him.
I think so too. I think just all the things that we know about him, that like nothing's ever good enough. Like he has to, has these crazy ways to motivate himself and motivate the team. So it's like not concerned about that. But yeah, I think you're right. Like, there's any way that this team doesn't make conference finals or NBA finals, you got to think that, the fan base is definitely going to be, calling for his job probably. But I do have confidence that they are a very well coached team, a team that doesn't get too high or too low. They do a good job of, kind of being level. So I think I've got a pretty good confidence level there. Looking at the Magic, who the Celtics will play in the first round, they beat the Hawks in the 7-8 play-in game last night, recording this Wednesday. Magic, I think, could be an interesting matchup for the Celtics. They have some good size and physicality that sometimes can be a problem for the Celtics, but I think Celtics probably should be okay in this series, but I do think Orlando maybe gets a game.
I mean, you have to expect that they're going to win in four or five, going like just on paper heading into the series. I like the Magic. It's one of those fun teams in the East. I really like Paolo, Duke guy. I like Franz a lot, healthy. Really an underrated star, I would say, like when he's fully healthy. I believe Suggs is out.
Yes, he's out for the season. Yeah,
That's,
with the.
I mean, he's another, if he was healthy, another piece to look out for.
Sure.
I think, do they still have Jonathan Isaac? I'm pretty
Jonathan
sure
Isaac. Yep, I was
he gives them good minutes as
watching him
well.
play last night. Yeah.
I think I was looking at like net ratings for the year. They have some high defensive ratings. So it could be, if they want to play a defensive battle, it might give us a fit on a game or two, but should take care of business in the first round.
Yeah, I would expect so. I think that like they are a team that's going to try to slow the pace down and try to play kind of a low scoring defensive game, which I don't think the Celtics, have problems with that. I think that, one of the great things about this team is they can play any different kind of style, but I think just like from the Magic standpoint, it's like they're not a very good offensive team. They've had trouble offensively when Banchero's been on the bench. They don't shoot the three very well, and it's kind of like their only hope is to make this low scoring get physical with the Celtics. And sometimes the Celtics have had issues with that, but I do expect that this series gets done rather quickly. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see Banchero go for like 30 to 40 in a game, and the Magic get a win down there in Florida.
Think you read my mind. I was gonna predict Paolo have there's gonna be a Paolo game where it's like, who is this guy? Like, I bet you a lot of people, I'm sure they've heard the name, but they've never watched him. He's very talented. And, maybe he goes for, 30, 35 one game. Who knows?
Yeah, I do, as you're mentioning the Magic, I do like them as a team as well.
Yes.
I think that a lot of young talent, a lot of exciting players, don't know if they're quite there yet to be a contender in the East. I think that the injuries certainly had the bit to do with that, but I think it's going to be a good opponent for the Celtics to play because they're going to have to get used to that kind of physical play, and they think that's going to be good for them to kind of get used to that before they take on, other teams that may try to do the same thing.
The Magic, it's so off script, but the Magic could be an interesting team if they had added like a they add a superstar. I don't know. Could be a team where like next year or 2 years from now, we're like, oh, like, that was the 8 seed a couple of years ago
Yeah.
and contender in the East. But
Yeah,
I'm looking at the matchups in the East.
yeah.
Is there any, unless you want to keep, unless there's anything else you had on the
No, I
Magic's here?
think I was gonna ask, do you like the play-in format? Would you like to change it?
I would have to think about how I would change it. I think it's gimmicky to have like 20 teams technically make the playoffs. I think it gives bad teams an excuse to say, they technically made the playoffs. Like we've seen the Bulls and the Hawks and these teams, like, they're not a playoff. They're technically, the Hawks are a playoff team, but the Bulls have been this 8 or 9, 10 seed for like the past couple of years, if I can remember correctly. I think I, for a Wednesday and a Tuesday night where nothing else is going on, I guess it's kind of interesting. I don't know. It's not my favorite.
Yeah, I would agree. I think like I get the idea of trying to, fill out the schedule because it's like if there's a week between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs, you kind of need to have something. But it's like, yeah, you have teams that are going to be here all the time just being like, oh, we made the play-in as the 10 seed and, they always lose. So it's like, I think that they could do something in terms of like doing the eight versus nine seed, and they just do one game per conference. I get the idea of kind of making it more interesting, but kind of feel like there could be a better way to do this. So we have the Magic, obviously, beat the Hawks last night. Warriors beat the Grizzlies. And so Magic obviously play Celtics. Grizzlies will match up against, or excuse me, the Warriors will match up against the Rockets. So we can start in the East. Knicks and Pistons.
I maybe it was a casual like on certain teams this year, but I did not know the Pistons had this good of a year. They were kind of the laughing stock last year.
Yeah.
I saw a funny stat. I'm not going to quote it correct, like 100% correctly, but Tobias Harris moving from the Sixers to the Pistons was like the biggest win differential
Yes.
in player movement, or like among the most. I think that's very funny. Philly
Yeah.
had such a bad year this year.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
I think the Knicks will take care of business there.
I think so
Brunson
too.
had a good year. Cat. And I like Cat. I don't know. People are mixed on him, but I think he's a good player.
I think that they're a team that's definitely good enough to win a first round series against kind of an inexperienced opponent, kind of like the Pistons are. But it's just like they're not a team that really, it's hard to kind of take them seriously when you think about the way that the Celtics have kind of easily taken advantage of them, offensively. I think the Pistons are a team that obviously they have a lot of young talent, kind of like the Magic. Cunningham's special. I think he's a really, really good player. I do think the Pistons get at least a game. Maybe they get two, but I do expect that the Knicks probably win this series relatively easily. What would you say for games?
I'd say Knicks and, five or six, probably. I agree with you.
So stay in the East, do some Pacers and Bucks.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the Bucks. I don't know. I love Giannis. I think he's an extreme talent. He's like one of the best players of our generation. I don't know what type of guy he is, if he's going to stay there for long term, but for this playoffs, it doesn't seem like Dame's going to play.
Right, but the
Seems like Indiana's the better team. Haliburton, he has a lot of doubters, like especially on Twitter. I don't know. Last year he didn't have the best year. Seems like he turned it around this year. Or, this is like really who he is. I would expect. Back to the pace. I don't know. The Bucks have done weird things in the playoffs, but I would expect the Pacers to win.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expect. I think that they've been like quietly pretty consistent this year. The Bucks, they're kind of a team that you kind of don't know what you're gonna get. Giannis is gonna do what he does in the postseason, and maybe he's good enough to carry them to get to like a game six or a game seven, but I think the Pacers just better team all around. But I don't know, they're kind of a weird team sometimes where you expect that they are gonna play better and they kind of don't. Not to say that they get complacent or anything, but I feel like they're a team that might think that they can easily, walk to the second round and they don't take it seriously enough, and the Bucks beat them in seven games.
Miles Turner.
Yes.
Anyone
He's having
listening,
a good year.
for many years I've wanted the Celtics to get Miles Turner, not
Yes.
so much anymore, but I
Yeah.
would harass Garrett, say, how can we get Miles
Yes.
Turner on this team?
Yeah, he's having a good year this year. I think
Yeah.
good chance that he makes a lot of money in the off season. But yeah, I think Pacers. I'm gonna say Pacers in six.
Yep, I'll agree. Six or seven there.
Obviously, we could spend some time on talking about the Cavaliers, but I fully expect them to win that first round series in four or five, whether it's against Atlanta, Chicago, or the Heat. Well, you know, if it's the Heat, maybe there's an extra game in there, but I still expect the Cavs to take care of business.
Yep, I think so too. I think Evan Mobley has kind of taken like a leap as like, defender and as a total player. And, I think I forget what podcast it was, but they're like, just makes their whole team go where they can feel confident in offense and know that they have their anchor on defense. I'm not a huge Mitchell guy, but I have to give, respect. He plays
Course.
really hard against us as well,
Yes.
so probably should watch what I say about him. But I, if it's us too, I think it'll be a very interesting Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that, you know, him and Garland, their ability to score, their ability to take advantage of, you know, some of the mismatches and guys that get put on an island to guard them against the Celtics. You know, good at that. And then obviously you got Allen, you got Mobley on the interior. I think would make for a heck of a conference finals if the Celtics matched up against them. So, Western Conference, why don't we start with the Thunder? Because I think that they're gonna kind of take care of business in that first round series, whether it's against the Grizzlies, the Kings, or the Mavericks. I think it would be interesting if the Mavericks had a healthy Kyrie, but I also feel like if Kyrie was healthy, they probably wouldn't be in the play-in. They'd probably be in a different, they probably would be a different seed. But I think the Thunder have been best team in the league start to finish. You know, I think Memphis could make it interesting against them, but I don't think that there's any team in the play-in that could beat them in the first round.
No, I agree with that. They're so talented. They've done such a like that's on paper, that's how you build a team. Like they've done so well developing SGA, they've drafted well. The guys that they've drafted have panned out. Chet looks really good. J Dub looks really good. They acquired Hartenstein and Caruso in the offseason, like just building the right pieces. They're a very scary team. If
Absolutely.
I'm the most afraid of them,
Yeah, I
of the
would
teams
agree.
left in the field.
Yeah, I would agree. It's like their depth kind of matches the Celtics' depth in terms of the guys that they start, guys that they bring off the bench. You know, you talk about the Shea, how good he is, you know, likely MVP winner in my opinion. But you know, Chet obviously is an outstanding talent. You know, J-Dub is one of the, I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league. Then it's like you kind of forget about a guy like that that probably could be a star on pretty much any other team.
Yes, definitely.
So keeping in the West, Nuggets and Clippers, that 4-5 matchup, I think that's going to be pretty interesting. I think that,
That's probably the best first round
yeah,
matchup, I would say.
Clippers are, I think, have kind of figured it out the last couple of months. The Nuggets, you know, obviously Jokic is unbelievable, but you know, with the coaching upheaval, which we'll talk about later, they're kind of an interesting team. It's kind of not sure what to expect.
I'm gonna crap on on Philly again. They Clippers got better by dumping Paul George. It's crazy. I don't
That's
know. Like
crazy.
I respect Paul George. Like I think he was a great player in our generation. They got better. They Kawhi has been relatively healthy. Who am I? I always forget his name. Well, Kawhi. They have three 20-point scorers, which is extremely impressive.
Yeah, James
On the
Harden.
Clippers, Harden, of course, and then the third guy I can't think of off the top of my head.
Pull this up.
I'm pulling it up real quick. Sorry, Norman Powell.
Norman Powell, yeah.
Like, they've just gotten the best out of some of these guys. Harden had like a signature year this year. I think they should. We'll talk about the coaching stuff later. Mm-hmm. I think both of those teams that fired coaches should be worried. I'm worried about them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, that seems like a red flag to me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's why I'm like not sure about Denver in this first round series. I kind of think the Clippers are playing better basketball, and I don't know. I kind of expect them to win this series, but I do think it goes like 6 or 7. I think it's going to be in a pretty entertaining series.
Yep, I'm going to take the Clippers as well. Okay. We might be, you know, in a week or two. You know, Jokic was just the best player in the series,
right? And yeah,
they took over, but I agree with you. Their Clippers are playing good ball right now.
Lakers and Timberwolves. Lakers, the 3 seed. Timberwolves, the 6. I don't know. I think this is another pretty interesting matchup with, you know, LeBron and Luka against Ant. But I don't know. I have a hard time picking Timberwolves. I feel like the Lakers are more trustworthy. I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like Timberwolves, they've kind of been a weird team where I think they came in with high expectations, obviously made that huge trade, and it's kind of like doesn't feel like they've gotten into a rhythm at all this season.
No, I think they started off really poor, mm-hmm. and I think they kind of, you know, corrected course.
Sure.
You know, 6 seed, nothing like they should be proud of that. I'm not a huge Timberwolves fan. I mean, I respect Anthony Edwards.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know if you can win championships with Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. I'm more so looking on the other side. I think LeBron and Luka is just unbelievable. It's going to be fun to watch. Yes. And Reeves has really, mm-hmm. you know, blossomed as well this year, mm-hmm. As like their third piece.
Yeah, I am curious. You know, obviously you know that Luka and LeBron are going to be great, but who's going to be the other, like maybe third scorer, that third guy that steps up? I mean, I think you would assume that it would be Austin Reeves, but kind of curious to see what happens with that. But, you know, I think this might be a series that a lot of the games are close, but I kind of expect the Lakers to win in 5. You know, I just feel like Luka and LeBron, it's hard to pick against those two guys that, you know, I would say two of the top 5 players in the league.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to pick the Lakers as well. I'll pick them in 6. I think there's going to be some Ant games in there.
Oh,
where
oh,
he just
sure.
takes over.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would not put that past him. I think there might be a game where he scores, you know, 40 or something like that. The Rockets and the Warriors, this is a series that I'm interested in because
I think
the Rockets are drawing a team that may not be a good matchup for them considering the you know, playoff experience that the Warriors have. And now obviously Jimmy Butler's on that team. And I don't know, I feel like they're a team that is kind of quietly lurking.
Definitely. I like both these teams. Or I mean the Warriors, I mean the pedigree of those of Steph and
of course.
Jimmy has had his playoff moments. It's so funny. I was just thinking back to high school. Like, wasn't it a Western Conference Finals in like 2015, 2014?
Yes, it was.
Rockets, Warriors.
Yes.
And, you know, Steph is still there, and the Rockets look nothing like they did those years.
Yeah.
Like, what did Pat Bev and James Harden probably that year?
Right.
I think Udoka has coached the Rockets extremely well. They've kind of gotten some production out of Amen Thompson. He was like a wonky. It's interesting to see how quick people judge rookies and like younger players.
Oh yeah.
When the Thompson twins first came in the league, they were they were busts right away. And,
right.
And Amen Thompson has, you know, established himself as a starter. Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jalen Green a lot. This is a weird one. It's tough to pick against Steph and Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, to be honest.
Yeah.
And having it be against a young, potentially overperforming Rockets mm-hmm. team.
Yeah, I think the Rockets just feel like overperformed this year. And I feel like you might see a series that goes relatively easily for the Warriors. I still expect the Rockets to maybe get a game or two, but kind of expect the Warriors to win this series relatively easily. I just Steph and Jimmy Butler on the same team. It's like similar element to LeBron and Luka. It's just like hard to pick against those guys. And I think, Ime is going to coach those Rockets really hard, and he has all season. But it's just like, I feel like there's only so much that they can do in this series to like make it interesting. And I just feel like they might be a year or two too early. Like the two seed for them feels a little too high for what they really are as a team, if that makes sense.
I think someone compared them, not personnel wise, but just standing wise, a little bit to like OKC last year, maybe just a year too early, or maybe 2 years too early.
Yeah, I
I
think
don't
I'd
know.
agree with
I
that.
can't pick against Steph. I'm going to go with Golden State,
Yeah.
and I think it's going to be a tough game seven series.
Interesting. Okay. I kind of like Warriors in five, but I could see it being interesting. I mean, who knows? You never
I think
know.
Udoka is going to get them, help them win some games. And I think it's going to be, I don't know. You never know. Just guessing. Five and seven. That's funny.
I do though feel like it's a powder keg with Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks in the same series. So who knows?
Oh my God.
Maybe we see
It's
something
very
crazy.
funny. I'm not a huge Draymond guy. He kind of like talked himself into the DPOY conversation. And at one
That's
point, he was the
absurd.
favorite on sports books, and then everyone was like,
No,
nah.
yeah.
That's funny. Did we hit on the Grizzlies?
Oh, we can talk about the Grizzlies. I mean, yeah, I would like to talk about the coach firings and kind of get your take there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, floor is yours.
It's very strange. I don't think I've seen. I guess the Grizzlies one compared to the Nuggets firing looks a little bit like more understandable, but I don't remember the last time someone got fired this late while being in playoff contention. I think Memphis is unsure of like which direction they want to go in. Ja is a star. He's got health issues, and he can't stop pulling out the finger guns and throwing grenades into the first row and stuff like that. And then Triple J is up for huge money coming up. So they don't know. I don't know. It just seems like everything's up in the air with the Grizzlies. And maybe they wanted to make this decision now, but it's very strange. The Nuggets coaching decision doesn't make any sense to me. He's won a chip with them. They are a super strong team this year, four seed. Like championship pedigree, I would say the best player in the league. Maybe if he doesn't win MVP, maybe there's things that are going on in the background that we don't know about. I don't know why you wouldn't at least give your best shot with this coach one more year and see what you can do with Jokic.
Yeah, I agree. I think both things are very strange, where making the choice this late in the season just feels very, very odd. But I feel like the Denver one in particular with Michael Malone, it just seems like there's a lot more to that, and there's a lot more about the, relationship with the general manager that it didn't seem like, the GM and the coach got along. And so, it not surprised that like they fired him, but it's like four games, 3 games left in the season, like just seems like a crazy move.
I don't know what's going on. It seems like this was a weird year for basketball. I don't think coach decisions has a whole lot to do with this, but I do think the new like aprons and salary caps are kind of screwing with teams' minds. Like it's just such a different league. And maybe they don't feel like those coaches are the right decision. It feels like people are, they really want to be a contender like right away, and like they will make rash decisions to make that happen today.
And it's not just the like coaches, but it's like the Luka trade, I think, perfect example of like, oh, we want to be contenders so bad. Oh, we got to do something drastic.
I still haven't gotten over it. I know it's like that's got to be one of the tr craziest trades in my entire life.
Absolutely, yeah.
I still don't get it.
Yeah,
I
it
heard
still
someone
is wild.
explain that the Mavericks were desperate for a center, and someone went over like the entire league of, you know, who they would have available at center to trade. And I guess Davis would really be like one of the few candidates, but it still doesn't make any sense. Luke is a top three or four player in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Still wild, but yeah, it's still weird to see him on the Lakers. It's like some, like, you know, like playing 2K that, you know, oh, you just add Luka on the Lakers.
Right.
And it almost seems like that's exactly what happened. But it's great to have, you know, NBA playoffs coming up this weekend. You know what? It's Saturday, 4 games. Sunday, 4 games. It's going to be a great weekend for NBA basketball.
Yes.
Derek, it's always great to have you on. Always great to talk Celtics and talk NBA. I'm really looking forward to these playoffs.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me, Garrett. Love to chat with you.
Absolutely.